Second leg of the A-League semi-final, Sydney FC women against Central Coast Mariners this Saturday afternoon at Leichhardt Oval. Sydney going in 1-0 on aggregate after Mackenzie Hawksby scored the winning goal on the weekend against Central Coast. And I'm pleased to say Mackenzie's on the line. Good morning to you, Mackenzie. Congratulations on the win and the goal.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was really, really good. Really, really good. So very happy about that. Thank you.
I bet you are. How's the week been? Because the week leading into it, off the back of the Melbourne victory loss, was, by all accounts, quite stressful.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, that was a pretty disappointing week for us, but we did have about 2 weeks off. So we were able to reset and just train a lot. And then coming into the semi-final, we knew what we had to do, and we knew it was going to be a two-legged semi-final. So I think we put up a really good performance, to be honest. Just showed, I think, what it is to be a Sydney FC player and just give a lot from the heart when we play. And yeah, we're really happy with the result. And yeah, it's obviously a quick turnaround, so it's a bit of a different final series, so you approach it a bit differently.
What was Ante's focus with the playing group after the losses at the back end of the regular season? So you miss out on a chance to get that premiership, but you obviously, you know, can go all the way to the grand final here, and you're on track there. So how did you turn that around, sort of with the mindset to get into the swing for semis?
Yeah, I think that when we played the last few games, we just didn't, like, obviously I don't think we played very well. That was one thing we knew about that, but we just didn't have the energy, and we didn't put in, I don't think we put in 100% effort from every single one of us. And I think Ante really honed down on, you know, giving your all and make sure that you leave literally everything on the field. So we made sure that we went into the Central Coast Mariners game because they are quite a physical team, that we were going to match them in that. And when you match them in things like that, you know, everything else was a talking. So we really had to show, really had to work hard for each other. And that was really good on the weekend. And then obviously the football was quite good as well. So you have to balance out both of them. I think after a loss and, you know, losing a premiership, you know, it can obviously it's fueled us as well. We don't like to lose, and losing a premiership is hard. So I think, yeah, the focus on giving everything and wanting to get to that grand final is a massive reason why we played well on the weekend and showed why we wanted to win.
Hey, I saw the interview with Courtney Vine after the match, and she had a really great term. She said, "I think for us, it's just being a bit mongrelly," which is a great way to put it. So explain to me, I mean, we know what she's saying, right? But explain to me then in physical terms or in practical terms what being mongrelly means.
I think it's just showing a lot of grit. I think this season, you know, we just try to, you know, we play quite good football, I think. In the past few years, we have a quite good style of football and an identity, but it's just showing, you know, just getting, I think it's just getting stuck in there, just, you know, winning tackles, showing a bit of heart, and going for it, and not being afraid and not being scared. And I think that's what we've had to add this season to our game, because we have been a team that, I think just, you know, plays very pretty football. But I think now it's like you've got to show that grit, which we spoke about a lot. But and again, a bit of angriness, not too angry, but a bit like, you know, a bit of heart, turn on your sleeve. And I think that has pushed us over the line this season, and especially on the weekend.
Does that present itself at training this week? I mean, training would be intense anyway, plus the semi-final aspect of it. But when you know that you want to get that grit back into the game, do the training sessions get a little bit harder, get a little bit more intense?
Yeah, I think it's Ante's drove that into sessions over the last 2 weeks. We've really had to hone down on, just little things and what we need to work on. And it's shown that in the training sessions, and it showed that in our, like, on the field. Like, how much do you want to win? It's semi-finals, you know, you have to really show that. Do you want to get to the grand final? So I think that's what we have had to, like, ask ourselves. And, you know, I think on the field in trainings, it's been very, very intense. And that's obviously turns out on the field, because you showed on the weekend that we really wanted to win.
And what about you personally? By the way, happy birthday for a couple of weeks ago, but what are you now, 24 years of age? So personally, things have been interesting for you over the last 12 months. You signed to go to Brighton and Hove Albion. It didn't work out, but you came back here. So I'm sure you would have loved to have had that work out. But what it does is put you in this position back at Sydney FC with a grand final possibly around the corner. So it's swings and roundabouts. How have you coped with everything that's been going on?
Yeah, I think it's been quite an interesting 12 months for me. I've obviously been in and around in England, now back in Australia. Just turning 24. I feel like I'm getting old now. But yeah, it's been, to be honest, I've absolutely loved coming home. You know, these past, you know, few months at Sydney FC has been, you know, honestly the best it's flown by for me, and I've really enjoyed, I think, being around the team and pushing for, you know, trophies. And, you know, with everything that's happened this season, it's been a new challenge, I think, for me and for the older ones. But it's been excellent. I love working with Ante. He's just the greatest coach, and he's really helped, you know, the transition for me to come back, and I'm absolutely loving it. As you can see on the field, like, I'm always happy, and I just love semi-finals, and now, you know, now there's a grand final spot on the line. So yeah, it's been a really good few months for me. Obviously, England was a bit tough, but that's football. You got to just ride the wave. But yeah, I do love Sydney. It's home, so it's great.
Well, one step closer to another grand final. So it's on again. Second leg of the A-League semi-final, Sydney FC against Central Coast Mariners. Sydney 1-0 up thanks to Mackenzie's goal. Saturday afternoon at Leichhardt Oval. All the very best. Thanks for your time on the program.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.